Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The NTSB has learned more about yesterday's deadly helicopter crash in Midtown.
WCBS's Marla Diamond joins us from 7th Avenue and 51st Street. Marla, the cause is still a mystery?
It is, Steve, and it will be for quite some time. According to the NTSB air safety investigator, Doug Bracey, who addressed the media about an hour ago, he said that it could take 18 months to 2 years to release a probable cause for this accident. A preliminary cause will be released on their website sooner than that. But for them to put all the pieces together, it's going to take some time. They did manage to get to the crash site, and Bracey says there is very little left of that helicopter. The wreckage, he said, is highly fragmented and charred from the fire that ensued after the crash.
Did the NTSB say anything about the copter being in the air in yesterday's bad weather? Whose decision was it to let that flight go on?
Well, Michael, ultimately, the decision to fly in that weather was up to the pilot, according to Bracey. He had flown from the Westchester County Airport on Monday morning to the 34th Street heliport. He landed around 11:30. His passenger got off, and then the pilot waited for roughly 2 hours until taking off again. There were some reports that said that he did see a clearing and thought it was safe to take off. Right now, they are reviewing communications between air traffic control and the pilot, but ultimately it was his decision to take off in that weather, and he was to bring the helicopter back to Linden Airport.
We understand there were no data or voice recorders on this type of aircraft?
No, that is true. He was flying an Augusta A109E. What the NTSB safety investigator told us was that particular helicopter is not required to have a cockpit voice recorder or a flight data recorder, but he did say that instrumentation on the helicopter will have evidence of speed, of altitude, and that sort of thing, and they're hoping to get some questions answered by looking at those instruments.
Marla, what are they going to do with the pieces of the copter still up on the roof?
Well, they do need to bring in a salvage company. Actually, they have one there now who is determining how to get those pieces off of the roof. Really just fragments at this point, but still very important to investigators to determine the cause of this crash. He said that if need be, they'll take it down by the freight elevator. But obviously, yes, I mean, it's tough to get a crane up there. This is a really tough crash scene. They're not used to this kind of thing. They will need to assess, you know, how to get that off the roof, which is 700 feet above street level, a very unusual crash site, to say the least.
Thank you, Marla. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond in Midtown.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.